This Rush Hour catch-up is for the Honda 7-year sale, on now till June 30.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Here's our man about food, about town. He joins us every couple of weeks, the editor of the Good Food Guide at the West Australian, Mr. Rob Bradfield.
This is getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
We have plans, Rob.
Where is it going to go?
We have plans.
What an intro. It's all I can say.
You're welcome. Mate, it's
that time at last.
Yeah, get a bit chilly.
Winter's here, sort of, isn't it?
Everybody's brilliant. Slow cooker came out on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So, where are we going to go and eat in the winter? You know, you feel like lamb shanks, don't you? All those wonderful things. So, just about every good pub, I mean, a lot of dreadful pubs around, but just about every good pub has a fantastic version of lamb shanks or that sort of thing. They do the hearty, beefy thing really well. Coq au vin is a favourite of pub chefs too. I don't know about you guys, but I reckon dim sum is the ultimate comfort food.
Oh, I love a dim sum.
As do I. Chicken feet.
Maybe not the chicken feet.
Keep your feet, but I do love a dim sum.
But certainly those steamed dumplings, right?
Oh God, yes.
What's your
favourite steamed dumpling filling?
Well, I like the Jiong Long Bao, which is the one with the soup in it, you know, and you pierce it, and it's got pork filling, and if it's really boiling hot, you burn your mouth, and it's fantastic. Love that one. So, look, I've discovered a relatively new place called the Grand Orient in the Melbourne Hotel in Perth.
Oh, in
the old Melbourne. It is a cracker. Absolute cracker. And their dumpling game is fantastic.
Right.
But it gets even better.
Yes.
Because just recently opened also is of all places in Margaret River, a Chinese/modern Asian restaurant called Chow's Table. Now, you know it's modern because all the waiters, they've got a sort of a 0.5 buzz cut up one side of the hair and full length of hair on the other side of the head. You know the guys?
Yeah, gotcha.
Anyway, so it's full of those guys. But it's a guy called Malcolm Chow who's got a huge pedigree. He's worked with Tetsuya Wakuda and all those guys. Mm. He's opened his own little restaurant down there, and his dumplings are house made. And I love it that they're a little rough around the edges, which shows that he's made him himself. Big flavour, so dumpling love them. Also, Silks is great for those sort of lovely warming things. And a dish that I discovered quite some years ago, but it's been made also at the Grand Orient, it's called Mapo Tofu. And that is a kind of a hot tofu dish with crumbed pork mince and chili. And so it comes from the Sichuan province. Pork mince is cooked off really hard, so it's kind of almost chewy.
Yes.
Now, I would quite willingly bathe in that.
Pretty much, if it's got Sichuan in the title, I will give it a go.
Yeah, that's right.
Other great comfort dishes, more of the pub thing now. I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to try the rabbit pie at the Balmoral Hotel at Vic Park.
No,
I haven't.
Stop it. It's just awesome. And another great comfort dish, very close to you guys, where you are, is the, and I can never take it off the menu, it's been there, I don't know, 20 years, is the lamb pappardelle at the Subiaco Hotel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're speaking my language. Yeah.
Oh, how good is that?
They used to do a great bangers and mash there too, but they took that off the menu ages ago.
They did. They're very brave of them because that bangers and mash was much loved.
Yes, it was indeed.
And to get right down to Roadhouse Chic, I had a chips and gravy the other day.
Yeah.
At a place called the Butcher's Arms in the city.
Yeah.
And it's no ordinary gravy. The chef takes 3 days to make it, but it's the most awesome chicken gravy. And they triple cook their chips a la Heston.
Oh man.
What did you say it was called?
It's called the Butcher's Arms.
You have just lit this place on fire. I feel like I'm sitting on a nice warm
Are they on
flame. Yeah. Can we get them? Far out. That's amazing, mate. Thank you so much, Mr. Rob Broadfield.
My pleasure, guys. See you, Lisa. See you, Pete.
Goodbye. Bye.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
I'm asking, did you save an animal's life? Katy Perry's assistant saved their dog?
Saved her dog, Nugget. Nugget fell off the bed and was unresponsive, so Katy Perry's assistant gave Nugget mouth-to-mouth.
It's a beautiful moment.
And resuscitated the dog. We just heard from our friend Alex Kearns. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
As you know, the wonderful animal photographer, you she has comes into contact with animals all the time. Oh, and she was photographing a dog once who jumped into the swimming pool to grab his ball. Ball went down his throat, you know, down his throat.
Yeah.
The owners couldn't see that that's what he was choking on, and they're all freaking out, and the dog was choking. And then someone essentially performed the Heimlich manoeuvre on said dog, and out came the ball, and he's okay now.
Awesome. Amazing. We got Mick in Bullsbrook. Did you save an animal's life?
Yeah, yeah, a couple of several times, but a couple of years ago, my wife and I were following down a mare at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and we got the foal out, and it was pouring down with rain, and the foal had stopped breathing, and that was no heart at all. So we worked in the pouring rain for 20 minutes, and got it breathing again, and got the heart going, and it actually won a race about a month ago.
Oh,
amazing!
What a beautiful story!
Back in spades, Mick. Nicely done.
Awesome feeling.
Wow. Awesome.
Thank you. Darlene in Mantra, did you save an animal's life?
Yeah, my mum 2 weeks ago, she's 78, and she went for her first walk after losing her partner, sadly, and had her two little doggies with her, and one of the little tiny ones is a Jack Russell Maltese cross.
Yeah.
He fell over and started seizing, and then he was unresponsive, and mum gave him breathe through his nose and mouth and brought him back, and he's all good.
Oh,
at first gone, yeah.
Yeah. It is just
going to be a mess for the rest of the hour after this topic.
That's very emotional. Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you.
All right, we've got a great cat story here from Bev in Cardinia.
Bev, what happened?
I would not recommend anybody else doing this but it turned out in the end. We found a cat stiff as a board, my sister and I, many, many moons ago.
Mm.
We wrapped it up in our jackets, took it home. We found mum's brandy, gave it a teaspoon of brandy, put paper in the oven and put it in the wood oven with the door partly ajar to try.
Wait, hang on, sorry, one second. Wait, I need to get my head around this.
The cat was frozen.
Yeah.
The cat was frozen stiff.
Yeah, my God.
So you put the cat in the oven?
Yeah, we were just young teenage, pre-primary school age kids.
Yes.
We found this cat. We were cat lovers.
Yes.
And we were so distressed, we took it home. My brother came and picked us up. We took it home in the car. He cacked himself laughing all the way home.
Yeah.
We gave it a teaspoon of whiskey.
Yes.
Wrapped it up in newspaper and shoved it in the baking dish.
And it
would happen.
And it brought it back to life.
It brought it back to life.
You are kidding me.
Can I just ask, did you use olive oil or vegetable oil when you put it in the oven?
Stop
it. No, it was a dry bake.
The cat came back to life.
To life. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Live to an old age.
Amazing.
Oh, Bev, that is fantastic.
Is it fan-forced or did you just use the...
No.
Wood oven.
Cat.
None of the modern... No mod cons.
That's amazing.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Honda 7-year sale on now till June 30.